times in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there is always tomorrow.
Lean on me, when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
Please swallow your pride if I have things you need to borrow, for I'm right up the road and I'll share your load. If you just call me,
you just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on.
I just might have a problem that you'd understand.
We all need somebody to lean on.
Lean on me,
lean on me, when you're not strong, said I'll be your friend.
I will,
I'll help you carry on,
for
it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
What a way to begin. Good morning and welcome. We're glad you're with us this morning, and we certainly welcome those that are live streaming with us today. Welcome. We're glad you're here. We do have a few announcements before we begin our service. First of all, just take out that insert in your bulletin, that featured insert in your bulletin, and notice on that upside, that first side, that the girls' concert is featured right there, and that is next Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m., and if you've not experienced the girls in concert, it will change your life just about that much. So tickets are available in our garden court. You don't want to miss it. Also, notice on that same side of that insert that we are also featuring the 3V. Notice that we are moving the service on from 5:20 on Sunday afternoon to 6:50 on Wednesday evenings, beginning April the 2nd. Now, that means we still have 3V this afternoon at 5:20, but then we're moving that to Wednesday evening. And the purpose of that move, I believe, in my heart, is that you'll have the opportunity to come midweek and experience kind of that uplift to help us get through the rest of the week. And in celebration of that move, notice that a concert for the first time is being presented by 3V as well, and that is April the 6th at 5 p.m. I have attended that service. They have some outstanding, very young, I always say they're at least older than 12, they're young, fabulous musicians, so come and be a part of that as well. And the tickets are on sale at the Garden Court. Flip that insert over for a moment and looked at what we're featuring on the next side, and that is our Enneagram workshop. The Enneagram is a spiritual tool that has helped me tremendously in my relationships. And so I encourage you to come and be a part of that workshop. Dr. David Banner will be our teacher. He's coming over from Wisconsin to do that. And then also he'll be using this book, The Essential Enneagram. Certainly not required to buy the book or have read the book. It is available. By all means, if you want to experience more love in your relationships and more greater understanding in that, then come and be a part of this workshop. Then notice right on the bottom of that insert, we are supporting Minnesota Food Share this month. That is, we are doing something called Pack the Pews. And this food goes to the entire state of Minnesota. Then also we are set the goal of 160 bags of groceries. So if you are interested in helping us, we invite you to pick up a grocery bag out in the garden court, fill that up, and bring it back. Few other announcements that's not featured on that insert is the Hiram Titus concert CDs are available in our bookstore today. Those of you that's been there for a while, and I was told that this would be the last Sunday they would be for sale. They've been out there for a while. They asked me to make that announcement. Also today at 1:30, there's an acupressure workshop today by Dr. Larry Carwell. It's a fun, informative class. Also, as you know, we have something called the Minister's Book Study. It's an open class on Thursday mornings at 10:30, and we are looking at the book, No Less Than Greatness, Finding Perfect Love in Imperfect Relationships. And so come and be a part of that discussion as well. We want to communicate with you, right? Well, that's really convincing, is it not? We want to communicate with you, and we want you to communicate with us. Notice that you can always find the latest and the greatest up to date with unitychristchurch.org. Sign up for our weekly newsletter, our communication blast, Peak of the Week. Also, we have a new communication venue, and that's our Youth and Family Ministry e-newsletter. Sign up for that in our garden court. Like us on Facebook. Check out the many activities that are happening here each and every Sunday morning on our monitors as well. And, of course, we have the traditional print advertising as well. So just check that out. A lot going on. How are you doing today?
Great.
Now, that was better than we want to communicate with you. So we're great. Thank you for communicating with us. Let us pray together as we begin our service, okay? Let us take that deep breath and we let go. We just let go and know that God is present. And we know that, and give thanks from our heart, that this divine presence within is always there for us to lean upon, there for support, and we are grateful. And we know this morning that regardless of what's going on in our life, regardless of appearances, that God is greater than the experience. And for that, we're truly grateful. So this morning, it is with great joy that together we say, thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Isn't this a beautiful Minnesota day? We're glad you're here. Let's applaud the day. We continue our service by using affirmations. The affirmations are found in your order of service. Our mission statement, together, we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. And now our vision statement, together, we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. The affirmation for today's lesson, together, nearer than my own breath, right where I am, God is. I build a trusting, loving companionship with God. Inviting our on-duty Unity Prayer Chaplains to please stand. You'll look around the room, you'll see that these individuals arrived early to be in service with you today. They held sacred space in this beautiful sanctuary. They're here to hold that sacred space with you, to listen with the ears of their heart, to pray aloud with you, and then to hold what they have heard in the strictest of confidence. So today, if you have a prayer request, a hope, a dream, a vision, by all means, seek out a Unity Prayer Chaplain. Thank you for your service, and you may be seated. Our opening song for this series is Sacred Love. Sacred Love, and we invite you to please stand.
Sing that again, we say.
You are sacred love. Sacred love is all that you are. You are sacred love, God. Sacred love is all that you are.
Show the way.
Show the way, God. Show the way. I want to live in such a state of grace.
Lead the way. Show the way.
Show the way, God. Show the way. I want to live in such a state of grace. Lead the way, God. Lead the way. I want to live in such a holy place. Such a holy place. You are deepest joy. Joy is all that you are. You are deepest joy, God. Deepest joy is all that you are.
Show me the way.
Show the way, God. Show the way. I want to live in such a state of grace. Lead the way, God. Lead the way. I want to live in such a holy place. Such a holy place.
You are sacred love.
You are sacred love. Sacred love is all that you are. You are sacred love, God. Sacred love is all that you are. Sacred love is all that you are. Sacred love. Is all that you are.
Thank you, and please be seated. Unity is a positive path for spiritual living. Unity offers practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge our first-time guest. And so this morning we invite you, if you're here for the first time, to allow us to honor your presence today. We invite you, if you would, just to take your courage in your hand, and we're going to do nothing drastic here. Take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. First-time guest, look around the room. Fabulous first-time guest. Yes. Really grateful. Yes. The purple packet that you're receiving this morning tells you a lot about Unity Christ Church and what we're about. It also has a welcoming CD in that packet, and if you fill out any part of that, that's a welcoming CD in that packet. There's a pink card in that packet as well. If you fill out any part of that card and turn that into our book desk today, then we have a special gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you a very personal welcome. The telephone calls are free, so... But we can give you that personal welcome. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this, and that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you're welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Let's appreciate our guests this morning. Of course, we always enjoy greeting each other, and we do that with a smile, we do it with a handshake, we do it with namaste, we do it with a hug. Most of us just pick one, but we always ask before we hug. Let's do that right now, okay?
Hi.
Hi.
Love you.
Love you so much.
So if you did not get a chance to speak to the person you wanted to speak with, we invite you for coffee and tea today following today's service. This next song is one of my favorites, and it's kind of a stand-up song. So let's stand and sing this together, okay?
We're going to sing it through one time, and I'm actually going to have Lisa teach you the hand motions, the ASL interpretation of the words. So if you can kind of find a spot, then everybody stand very still, because if you move, you're going to cut your neighbor's view off there. So stand really still, and we'll sing the tune, and then watch and learn. Here we go. Like goes like this.
You are the face of God. I hold you in my heart. You are a part of me. You are the face of God.
Sing it again.
You are the face of God. I hold you in my heart. You are a part of me. You are the face of God. You in my heart, you are a part of me, you are the face of God.
Now only sign it.
the face of God. I hold you in my heart. You are a part of me. You are the face of God.
We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of the Lord's Prayer. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is non-resistance. Resistance, we may think it refers to arguments or physical altercations, but more commonly, resistance is mental. We often resist circumstances, people, or beliefs we find difficult to accept. We are resisting whenever we oppose, criticize, or resent. However, non-resistance is infinitely more powerful. Non-resistance is not mere tolerance. It is integrity that offers no opposition. We look for similarities, not differences. We have no enemies because we are not an enemy. When my mind seeks agreement, agreement becomes possible. I may not immediately see the solution, but I can be willing to see it. This act of non-resistance is the manifestation of the divine in me. As I practice it, peace flows through me, from me, and to me. And in Matthew 5:39, it says, "Do not resist an evildoer." The word for today is non-resistance.
So I invite you to join me in meditation. And today we begin our meditation by beginning to relax our body. And today we open our mind, we open our heart to a greater awareness of the divine presence within. And I invite you to breathe deeply. And as you let go, just let go of all your concerns. Let go of the busyness of the morning. Let go of the agenda for the rest of the day. And bring your entire attention inward to this time and this place, knowing that you are always in the presence of God. Know that God is present. And know that all is well. Continue to think about God's presence in your life. And remember the truth, I am one with the protecting presence of God. I am one with the protecting presence of God. And know this truth to be true in your life. And know this truth to be true in the lives of your loved ones. I am one with the protecting presence of God. Feel this oneness of truth with God. And as you do, I invite you to move deeper, deeper within, into the awareness of good. And the psalmist reminds us, be still. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and remember your oneness with the divine presence within. And in this awareness, and in this elevated state of consciousness, I invite you to rest. To rest in the stillness and in the silence. So let us take another deep breath together. And we give thanks for this time together. And again, we remember that because of this prayer, this meditation experience, that we are different. And that the world is different. So today we pray with those that have requested our prayers, represented by our prayer box, the cards and letters, the electronic mail. We hold each and every one of these prayer requests in a consciousness of love and a consciousness of prayer, giving thanks for answered prayer. And today we pray with our prayer ministry, our Unity Prayer Chaplains. We pray with our compassion ministry, our healing ministry, as they continue to hold the high watch for us when we so often forget. Again, may we take another deep breath. And I invite you back to this time and this place, knowing that we have truly been in the kingdom of God. And together we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.
Someone is on your side.
is alone.
Wow. Do you get it? You are not alone. Truly, you are not alone. And that there is a presence and power that we call love, desiring to express through you. That's the focus that we've had as we focused on this book through this series, No Less Than Greatness. We are truly focusing on what it takes to experience real love, perfect love in our lives. You know, the first principle that Mary talks about in this book, Reverend Pat explored with us a couple of weeks ago, and that's the idea that we are enough. No matter what it is that is calling to express in our life, we are worthy and deserving of love. We are enough. In fact, love is your divine inheritance as a child of God. And when we had an assignment from Reverend Pat that week, and that was the idea, when we experience what seems to be less than perfect love in our relationships, we were to ask ourselves, what would love do? What would love do? Choosing to find perfect love in seemingly imperfect relationships. And then last week, while I was off at retreat with our prayer chaplains, Reverend Pat took this idea even further, suggesting that we take a good look at how we ourselves show up in the world and consider choosing to see ourselves and not just others, but truly choosing to see ourselves through the lens of unconditional love. And the assignment that week was when we feel a disconnection from love in our relationships or somehow in our lives, to stop and deeply ask ourselves, what is a God thought regarding this? What is a God thought? Choosing to lift our thoughts to the best about ourselves and about all of those around us, seeing each other as worthy and deserving of love. And today, we're looking at our relationship with love, our relationship with that presence and power that we call God. Mary opens this section of the book with this great story I want to share with you. A boy and his father were out walking when they came across a large stone. And the boy said to the father, "Do you think if I use all of my strength that I can move this rock?" His father answered, "Well, if you use all of your strength, I am sure you can do it." And the boy began to push the rock, exerting himself as much as he could. He pushed until sweat poured off of his forehead. But the rock did not budge. Discouraged, the boy told his father, "You were wrong. I can't do it." And the father placed his arm around the boy's shoulder and said, "No, son, I was not wrong. You didn't use all of your strength. You didn't ask me for help." Ah, sound familiar? It sure rang a bell for me. So often in life, we think we have to do it ourselves. And our ego takes charge and tries to move the rocks with the energy that we have right here and right now, and we forget we have access to an even deeper strength. We forget where our true strength comes from. And this is where prayer comes into play. We are extremely blessed in this community to have a foundation of prayer. Now, your prayer chaplains are here before every service. They love up this space. They love up the seat that you're sitting in so that it's here to welcome you and nurture and support you and love you here in this community. They're available after the service to pray with you. Have you ever asked a prayer chaplain to pray with you? You don't have to raise your hand. Just ask yourself. It's not just for those difficult times in life that the prayer chaplains are here. They're here to help us do the work to shift our consciousness. And yet, I'm sure that many of us are uncomfortable with prayer, have been uncomfortable with asking them to pray with us. And I got to tell you, our inability to become comfortable with prayer makes it kind of hard for us to do the work of this human expression. In the foreword to a book published by Unity called Prayer Works, the author describes prayer in this way. Abraham Lincoln was supposed to have told a story of chopping down a tree. He said, if I had 8 hours to chop down a tree, I would spend the first six sharpening my axe. He explained that most people would rather spend the entire 8 hours hacking away with the dull axe, but that he would rather have a sharp one. And then she goes on to say, prayer is very much like sharpening our axe. Prayer is spending the time to make a connection with God and raise our consciousness so that no matter what happens throughout the day, we are better equipped to handle it. How much time do you spend in your day sharpening your axe so that you are better equipped to handle life? So that you are able to strengthen your awareness of your connection to the presence and power that we call God. We say that there is nowhere that God is not. And yet, do we live our lives as if we really trust that to be true? It seems to me that the little boy who was so focused on moving the stone himself that he didn't ask his father for help, just like that little boy, we get so focused on the world around us or on our personal agenda that we forget our relationship with God. And I'm not talking about a God out there. We forget our relationship with the God that lives and moves and has its being in every cell of our body. Because right where you are, God is. Right where you are right now, God is. Right?
Right?
Right? Right? Yes. Yes. Get that. Take that in. Trust it to be true. Practice the presence. Truly, sharpen your axe so that when you need to have that awareness, it's already there. Nothing and no one but you can alienate yourself from unconditional love of God. One of the great mystics, Julian of Norwich, said in the 15th century, we have been loved before the beginning. We have been loved before the beginning. Isn't that the love that's desiring to express through us? It's the unconditional love of the universe in which we all live and move and have our being. And the path to experience that love is through authentic prayer, through authentically knowing the Christ presence, the one presence and one power right here, right now, that power that we call love. We don't pray asking God to be our maintenance man. Well, we might. But I want to tell you, well, Mary says it this way in her book, look to God as our partner in the most precious and profound relationship in our life. That's the kind of prayer I'm talking about. Looking to God as our partner, beginning to see the world through the lens of that partnership, not as our fix-it man, but truly our partner in life. One of my favorite quotes from Gandhi is, be the change you wish to see in the world. It speaks to me about this type of prayer and what prayer is all about, building that relationship with God that we wish to experience in our interaction with each other, in our lives with each other. Mahatma Gandhi also said, God speaks to us every day, but we don't know how to listen. God's always calling us, always speaking to us. However, we're not usually paying attention. I was reading an article from it's an older Unity magazine. I didn't write down the date, but the article was by Reverend Ellen Davenport. And she stated that it was Charles Fillmore's understanding that God communicated with us in six ways: instinct, intuition, inspiration and imagination, dreams and visions, revelations or aha experiences, and then the sixth one is the still small voice. Do you listen in all those ways? All of the time? Or are you increasing your capacity to listen in all of those ways? In addition to our listening issues, we also have a trust issue. So that even when we are listening, we don't trust that what we're experiencing is the presence and power of God. Maybe it's just our ego. You know, maybe we think that we're too big for our britches. You have that voice? I know I have that voice. Well, Ellen had a few suggestions for making the differentiation and truly knowing that it's the voice of God. First of all, God never asks us to harm anyone, ourselves or another. It's about the highest good for everyone, finding win-win scenarios. Now, I'm not saying that we may actually see where the win-win is at the point of receiving the guidance, but we can feel it. We can know it. We can trust that what we are being called to is the highest good for ourselves and for anyone involved. And if we don't feel that trust, then it's time to start questioning our intentions, our motivation, and truly listening. Second, she said that seeming miracles start to happen, and everything starts to fall into place in the universe because the universe rushes in to support us. The universe is unconditionally loving us all the time, which is not to say that like Moses, we won't argue with God for a bit. Ellen's third sign is that it's divine guidance, is that it feels bigger than ourselves. We may get an assignment like Moses or like a call to ministry and have no clue how to get there. So we learn to trust that with every step we take, we are heading in that direction. Or we may find ourselves desiring to do something we never dreamed of, like take voice lessons or guitar lessons or teach a class or look at the New Testament writings of Paul. He went from persecuting Christians to becoming a zealous Christian himself. We may be called to do things that seem way bigger than what we feel is ours to do. And when that happens, we start practicing. Start praying on a regular basis. Start following our guidance. And when it comes, we stop questioning. We learn to recognize the internal knowing that something is ours to do, even when our friends think it's pretty off the wall, like quitting your job and going to ministerial school, or moving to Minnesota in the middle of winter. So say we are sharpening our axe. We have a personal relationship with that presence and power that we call God, and we've done our part to do what Eric Butterworth calls getting into the yes consciousness. For the consciousness of God is always the eternal yes, desiring to express through us. And yet nothing seems to be happening. What's next? What's next? Well, if we are questioning why we or someone for whom we are praying are not experiencing the demonstration of God in our lives, we're probably holding back. We're probably holding back from expressing a yes consciousness and not listening, or expecting our answers to come in a certain way and on a certain time in our agenda and completely missing the call. Because God calls you in six, seven, many different ways, guys. And when we don't want to be interrupted, We're not going to hear it. We have to set aside our itinerary. I want to tell you a story that happened to me. I think it was just this week. The time kind of melds together. I was on my way here, had a couple of stops to make on the way, and I had my agenda going. My day was getting started, and I ran out of washer fluid in my windshield wiper. And, well, this week in Minnesota, you need to have your windshield wipers working. But I still had my agenda, and I had this part of me that started to say, well, you can, you know, when you get to the church, you can deal with it. And my guidance said, pull over. Pull over. You've got washer fluid in the trunk. Just pull over and fill the tank. Okay. I pulled over. And I found out when I pulled over and opened the hood that I had radiator fluid where it shouldn't be. And looked at the hose, and it was about to burst. Now, if I had been on the highway, it might not have been a pleasant experience. But as it was, I was two blocks from the mechanic, $40 later, and it was taken care of, and I was on my way. When we truly listen with a yes consciousness, seeming miracles can happen. And I'm very grateful for that desire to express a yes consciousness and a willingness to trust. Do you remember Jacob's dark night of the soul? It's in the Hebrew Bible in the book of Genesis. In the midst of his fear and desperation, he remembered what he had been taught. He remembered that in a difficult situation, God was calling out to express. You're experiencing a difficult situation, God is in the experience, for there is nowhere that God is not, and that it was his job to listen. And as he awakened to this understanding, he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. There is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Boy, talk about claiming it. No matter what seems to be out picturing in our lives, God is in this place. We are not alone. We can stop asking whether we truly hear God's voice and simply know. Simply live from a yes consciousness. Whenever your life experience or the life experience of your dear ones, whatever it is, God is there. God is there. God is ready to open up the gates of heaven for you to see the truth about yourself, to see rightly that you and your loved ones are created in the image and likeness of God, fully equipped with all that you need to thrive physically, spiritually, emotionally. Our lives, our community, quite frankly, the entire universe is calling out for us to see things rightly, to see with the eyes of love, to recognize the presence and power of God at all times and in all places. And when we truly can get that that is our heart's desire, that that is the focus of every prayer, to know God more fully in our lives, we can know that our prayers have already been answered. For God has been there always and always will be. Let me say it one other way. God is calling you by name. You personally, God is calling you right now. Can you hear it? Are you willing to hear it? It's the call that will change your life and perhaps the life of your dear ones, the life of those around you, and it won't go away. If the phone's busy, he'll email. He'll text you. If you're willing to hear it, you'll hear it. It will show up. For God speaks any language that you are willing to hear. Maybe it's time to stop and respond. Time to stop and say, yes, here I am. I heard the prayer chaplain saying that last weekend. Yes, here I am. Send me. I look forward next Sunday to installing your prayer chaplains. And hope that you are here to witness their yes to this community, to each and every one of us. It's also the same yes that that those who have brought food for the Minnesota Share have heard and responded to and followed their guidance. They were listening. Are you listening? God wants to partner with you in this game of life. Have you been willing to join in the partnership? To experience no less than greatness in your life? If you are, here's your assignment. Yes, you probably thought since Reverend Pat wasn't up here, you weren't going to have an assignment this week, but Mary has an assignment for us. Begin each morning by asking God, what would you have me do today? Then listen for an impulse, idea, or directive. God will direct you to settle a dispute, call a friend in need, articulate your heart's desire, some action to align you with your divine nature, which is love. Have a wonderful week. Namaste.
Like a favorite song we love to sing. Every time we hear the music, we're in this love together. We got the kind that lasts forever. Don't you know that we're in this love together? And like berries on the vine, it gets sweeter all the time. It's like a rainy night in candlelight. And ooh, it's so fantastic. We got the whole thing working out so right. And it's just the way we planned it. Don't you know we're in this love together? We got the kind that lasts forever. Oh, don't you know that we're in this love together? And like berries on the vine, it gets sweeter on the tongue. Forever. Don't you know that we're in this love together? We got the kind that lasts forever and ever and ever more. Oh, we're in this love together. We got the kind that brings about our favorite song. Don't you know that we're in this love together? We got the kind that lasts forever and ever and ever. Don't you know that we're in this love together? We got the kind that brings about our favorite song. Don't you know that we're in this love together? And like berries on the vine, it gets sweeter all the time.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Reverend Patty. And we invite you today to prepare your tithe, your gift, your offering. If you've been spiritually fed in any way through our lesson, our meditation, our music, we invite you to make a gift to Unity Christ Church. Those of you that are streaming with us today, we also invite you to make a gift to Unity Christ Church. Invite our ushers to come down as we prepare to bless our tithes today, our gifts, our offerings. If you're giving your gift together, hold it together, bless it together, for you truly have the power to bless. May we affirm together our church offertory blessing found in your order of service. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now silently. Thank you, God. Amen. So let's take a moment and bless these tithes, these gifts, and these offerings. We bless all the gifts. We bless those participating in our consistent giving program, our unexpected income program. We bless the gifts received in the mail. And we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission. And that's truly to transform lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in each and every person. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. You don't want to miss next Sunday. We continue with our series looking at finding perfect love in imperfect relationships. We have Rachel Holder, the Unity Band, with us next week as well. And of course, we will be installing our Unity Prayer Chaplains and then the concert at 2 p.m. on Sunday afternoon, the girls. So come and be a part of that. We have children out there. Let's stand and let's bring our children in, okay?
We are walking in the light, the light.
We are walking in the light of God. In the light, in the light, in the light.
In the light, in the light, in the light, in the light, in the light.
Family Ministry has recently started an e-newsletter. So for parents and others, there's a lot that happens upstairs. And I have about 1 minute down here. So sign up in the Garden Court, if you will. We're going to periodically send out an e-newsletter, kind of giving you the inside story about all that happens with our kids. Thanks.
Thank you, Nancy. And let's appreciate our adult volunteers, okay? Let us know together our prayer of protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, and the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well.
The places, just don't you feel too bad when you get fooled by smiling faces. Don't you worry about a thing, don't you worry about a thing, mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it. Standing on the side when you check it out. Everybody needs a change, a chance to check out the new. But you're the only one to see the changes you take yourself through. Standing in the wings when you check it out. Don't you worry about a thing. don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing.
Don't do it. Don't worry about a thing. Don't do it. Don't do it.